like I say, it's good to be here this morning. It's been a while since we've been to Mountain View, but I enjoy coming out here. I do. Had several thoughts come to mind and heart this morning, but you know, you get up here, you go blank. Cause I had all kinds of thoughts on my heart, but I tell you, I do remember one, and the book of Proverbs tells us that pleasant words are a honeycomb to the soul and strength to the bones. You know what the pleasant words is? It's right here. That's the pleasant words it's talking about. And these words are pleasant. They're good for us. They're strength to us. They're sweet to us. And I don't know. I like the way the service has led up until now, because the scripture I got, I ain't got but four words. That's all I got. Four words. And whatever the Lord sees fit to do with the four words is up to Him. Because it ain't in my time, but whatever He decides to do with it. But I don't know. I've been, before I read, I'll tell you this. I've been going through something the last couple of months, and then I've been on my job for 21 years. And then I finally quit. I quit March the 19th, about 2 weeks ago maybe. And I don't know, it just come across me, just quit. I left after 21 years. And seen people die, seen people come in new, seen a lot of things go on in 21 years there, but never been a job hopper. I've always stayed one place if I could, you know. And but anyway, and where I'm at now, it's a good place. It's a good place. I feel like it's a good place. Young people all over the place to talk to, and people already, you know, asking questions and things, and it's just good. I enjoy. The older I've got, I don't know about you, but the older I've got, I enjoy working around young boys than I had working around the grumpy old men to work around. Hey, I'm just telling the truth. These young boys, I enjoy working around them. I really do. There's a lot of them that just got out of high school, and I enjoy them. And it's, some of them may not know the Lord, some might, but it's a good way to start out. And I'm going to read a few scriptures to you. Like I said, I had many thoughts on my heart, but I don't necessarily want to go with what I want to go with, because I've learned a long time ago it ain't going to work. But I want to go with what I got, what the Lord gives me, I rather, not what I got. But I know how the church feels. I ain't been out visiting much up until now. I just been laying low lately, because you know I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable if I go visit or somewhere. But I'm glad. Like I told Randy and Leroy, I'm glad to see things is opening back up. Matter of fact, well, my wife, she's not here today, because we opened up Sunday school today at Welcome Valley, very first day we've had it since all this started. So, I mean, it's been different times. It's been unusual times for church-going people. We've all been going through things, and it just ain't seemed the same. But she's back. She's a Sunday school teacher. And I told her, I ain't going to prevent you from doing what you were supposed to do. And so even though she is a preacher's wife, I told her, I said, if that's what you've got to do, you stay here and do your part. The kids need you here. Just like the kids needed y'all here with them. They needed y'all with them, and they need her there. And I told her, I said, I ain't going to stop you from doing what you feel led to do. And that's what's in her heart. That ain't in mine. Anyway, getting back to the story at hand, I've got about four words to read to you, and then whatever the Lord sees fit. But it says, I am the way. That's all I got on my heart this morning. I know there's some before it and some after it, but I just feel like reading, I am the way. I don't know anything else to put with it or take away from it or add to it. There ain't nothing else, just them four words, I am the way. And doing a lot of thinking on this, and in a way, it's there's a lot of ways you can look at it. I mean, you can speak of it in different ways, and either way, it still he says, I am the way. If you look at it in a noun, or if you look at it as an adjective, or whatever you look at it, he's still the way. It doesn't matter which way. That way is still there for us. It doesn't matter which way you look at it. An adverb, it doesn't matter. He's still the way. But I was thinking about this morning that there's no other way to get to God but except through Jesus Christ. He said there's no other way but by me. No man can come unto the Father but by me. That's the only way. There ain't but one way, and that's it. That's through him. There's only one way to get born again, and that's through him. He's the way. There ain't no other way. You hear folks talking about today about how long they've been in the way. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's still the way. It's still his way. No matter which way you look at it, no matter how you look at it, he's still the way today. And it ain't my way. It ain't nobody else's way, but it's going to be his way today. And I'm thankful. There's a lot of ways you can go with this today. And I don't know that I could tell all of it today or not, but I know there's a lot of ways. And I know the only way you can get to heaven today is through him today. That's the only way there is. And I see many church signs that I drove by on the way out here today and to the church, enjoyed my ride out here this morning, and seen signs everywhere. But I'm going to tell you, every church you pass by, no matter what sign they've got hanging outside the building out in the yard, it ain't their way today. And it ain't Welcome Valley's way where I go to church yet. It ain't. You can drive by every Baptist church, every Methodist, every Pentecostal church in the neighborhood and over in my neighborhood and in Welcome Valley's neighborhood, but it ain't Welcome Valley's way, and it ain't their way. I've got a Methodist church and a Baptist church on each end of my road on Fuller's Chapel there, and it ain't the Baptist way, it ain't the Methodist way today, but it's Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way. He is the way. It's the only way today. Steve, when I got saved, I didn't go down to the Baptist church and say, give me a copy of your minutes, or give me a copy of your rules you got in your church. But I had to go to the Father and go through Jesus Christ to get to the Father. I didn't go through what's written on a piece of paper. I ain't going to go by what's on a piece of paper. Where my soul's going means more to me than a piece of paper. A piece of paper don't mean nothing to me. The Bible says a letter killeth, but a spirit giveth life. And I'm going to tell you, what's on paper ain't going to get you there this morning. What's on paper ain't going to get you there. You know what's going to get you there? What you got in your heart. If Jesus Christ living in your heart. Just like the kids sang up here a while ago. If you followed along with that song, you know exactly what it says. You know exactly. Even the young kids sung it theirself. They even know. And if you don't know it today, then I'm here to tell you he is the way. And it ain't my way. It ain't your way. It ain't the doctor's and the lawyer's way. It ain't anybody else's way, but it's Jesus' way today. He said he didn't come to fulfill. He didn't come to what's that word? He didn't come to... But he come to fulfill it. Yeah, he did. I'll tell you one thing today. Back in the Old Testament, the children of Israel, wherever they went, they took the tabernacle of the congregation everywhere they went. They took it everywhere they went with them. And didn't matter where they was at, they took it with them. But that's what they done to have their church services in. They took that tabernacle, the congregation in it, and they took it with them wherever they go. And I'm just saying today, if we are as the church, that's those of us that are born again, why can't we take it with us everywhere we go? Why can't we take the church wherever we go? If that's the tabernacle of the congregation, we ought to take it with us everywhere we go, like the children of Israel did. There's a lot of people, they'll tell you at work, oh, don't bring that in here. Well, I'm telling you, I'm bringing it anyway, because it's in here. Yeah. I'm bringing it with me. It ain't staying at home. Amen. It ain't staying at home. It's going with me. If I go down to the grocery store, it's going with me.
Yeah.
Back then, they took it with them wherever they go. We ought to take it with us wherever we go. They can't stop it. They can't stop it. They've tried to stop it. They can't. Like I told you, it ain't on a piece of paper. They can take that Bible right there, Brother Randy, and try to burn it. But even if they did, they still ain't stopped nothing. It ain't written in paper. I know that's the Holy Word, but it's written in our hearts. If we've been born again, it's written in our hearts. You can take every songbook in here, every Bible in here, and it ain't going to matter, because it's been settled long ago. It's been settled long ago. You can't do away with it. That's just a piece of paper. A piece of paper. Boy, I'm glad what I got in my heart. And I'm glad it's real. I'm glad it ain't just something you can burn and then it's over with. Take it on a piece of paper, light it with a cigarette lighter and burn it, and your salvation's gone. That ain't the way it works. It's in here. He's the way. He said, I am the way. The only way. There ain't no other way. There's many roads, many directions you can go, and not all of them's the right road. There's people that'll tell you today, oh, all the roads will lead you to heaven. I'm going to tell you every road won't lead you to heaven. They'll tell you that. Yeah, all roads lead to heaven, but they don't. All roads don't. Only the right road, the road that He's on. He's on the straight and narrow road. We got to go that straight and narrow road. Just one way in and one way out. They ain't no other way. You can't go down a one-way street. You can't. You can't go down a dead-end street. It's the end. But you go that right way. He said, I am the way. I knew the way to get up here today to Mountain View. There ain't but one way to get here. There ain't but one way. And that's traveling the way I did. Coming up the hill. There ain't but one way to get here. There ain't but one way to get to heaven. One way, and that's it. There ain't no other way. A lot of people's trying other ways, but they ain't going to get there. A lot of people's going on their moral values or going on their works, but the Bible says that faith without works is dead and works without faith is dead. That's what it says. There ain't but one way. I thought about when God called all of His men in the Bible, every one of them. It doesn't matter. Moses in particular, he called him to go and do His work. And he said, well, I can't. I can't. I got a stammering tongue. I can't. Well, that didn't work. That ain't going to work. If he tells us to do something, we got to do it. It doesn't matter what it is. He told Moses to go and lead His people. But he began to say, oh, I can't do it. I got a stammering tongue. He said, well, just tell them that the Lord sent you. They'll know who you are. If the Lord sent you, then you got to do it. He's got this thing fixed to where it's His way, and that's it. There ain't no other way. There's one way that Jesus died on the cross, and that's it. One way, and that was His way. His way. When He died, it was all put in place, even from the Old Testament on up. And you hear a lot of people read the Scripture, they say, oh, Jesus didn't show up until He came in the flesh.
Yeah, but the Bible tells me he was there since the beginning. He was there since the beginning. How can he just pop up all of a sudden? He was there at the beginning of time. He was God in the flesh. He was there from the beginning of time. A lot of people kind of underestimate nowadays about this way we're in. A lot of people tell you there ain't nothing to it. There ain't nothing to it. Well, I'm going to tell you there is something to it. There is something to it today, and it's real today. And I'd hate to know that if I laid my head on my pillow tonight and I didn't know where I was going, if I didn't, I wouldn't be able to sleep. I'll just tell you the truth. I wouldn't be able to sleep. I wouldn't be able to close my eyes. But I'm going to tell you something today. There's a way made, and he is that way. And if you ain't in that way, you're in the wrong way. You're in the wrong way. And I've been exposed to a whole new set of people where I'm at now, but it's a good thing for me. And I've had a fellow that come up and told me he said if I get caught again, I may go to prison. Well, he said if I go to prison, I'm gonna go believing in the Lord. I said, yeah, but he told me what all he done. He said, I just can't give up my cold beer. I'm going to tell you something. I told him, I said, I used to do all that too. I said, but he changed my life though. I ain't still like I was. He changed my life. He's a heister driver. He'd come whizzing by every way. He don't stop no more. He don't stop no more. I told him, yeah, he changed me though. That's because he's the way. We can't do it on our way. If he does it on his way, he will go to prison if he gets another offense. He's done had six. But I told him, he said, well, my girlfriend said she's going to leave me and everything else. I said, well, like I said, Jesus is the way. There ain't no other way. What do you tell somebody? What else do you tell somebody? You going to tell them, well, I'll just do better and you'll be all right. No, you don't tell them that. You go ahead and tell them the straight out truth. Jesus is the way. He's the only way. We ain't going to get there no other way. I'd like to say, I can stand up here and say Steve Holland's all right the way he used to be, and all I done was just change my ways, and I'm all right. No, that didn't do for me. I got the real thing. I got saved. I still got it. I still got it. And just like they was talking about earlier, you can get into some deep, dark places. You can. And that ain't a fun place to be. But I'm going to tell you, just like I was talking about Moses, he was called to do it, had a work to do. And I'm still thinking, Randy, about Jeremiah in the first chapter. And the Bible says that God told him, he said that he was already born in the womb. He was already called to be a prophet already. He was called to be a prophet already in the womb. God knew it. I tell you what, when God's got a purpose for us, it's going to happen one way or another. If we're going to preach, we're going to preach. If we're called to sing, we're going to sing somehow. There's going to be an opportunity somehow, somewhere. And we better do it to the best. Moses couldn't get out of it. Jeremiah couldn't. Jeremiah, he's the same way. He began to say, well, I don't know. I can't do this. He said, I can't do it. He said, I'm in derision daily. Everybody mocketh me. He's making out to the Lord like, feel sorry for me because I can't do it. Thing is, you can do it. How? He said, he's the way. He said, I am the way. You'll have to do it through him. You do it any other way and you ain't going to make it. You can't do it no other way. But yeah, old Jeremiah, he wasn't too sure about it. No, I can't do it. Many other men in the scriptures, just like I think about old Saul. I think about old Saul. His disobedience. He was already told to go down and slay the Amalekites. Slay everything, them and everything they got. But you know what he done? He went down there and he done half of it. He went down there and done half of it. He slew the people and everything like he's supposed to, but he kept the best of their oxen and all their livestock, kept everything the best of it. He came back and God, it repented God. He said, I ain't going to make you king. That made room for David to be the king. And then David became. And we know the story about David. But I'm still saying he's still the way. It doesn't matter. Any prophet through the Bible found out that God is the way. Even people in the scriptures that didn't have anything, no food, no water. God always provided a brook for them to eat out of. He always provided the ravens to bring bread from. He provided it to rain manna. He provided water for them to drink when they said they was going to starve to death. But that way that's going, Randy, probably through the desert, through the wilderness, rather. And they did go through the desert too, but the children of Israel. But when they went across that Red Sea and those waters parted, God made that way. He said, I am the way. He was that way. Follow Him and you'll be in the right way. How do you think they got across the Red Sea when the waters parted and they walked across on dry land? Yep, that's just a fairy tale. No, that ain't what I gather out of it. I read it in here. It ain't no fairy tale. He's the way. When they said, oh, we're going to starve to death. Yeah. Yeah, but it came down manna for them. And they had plenty to eat, but like always, some of them left it to waste and the worms came and ate it. Everybody didn't partake of it. That's the way it is now, Randy. People ain't going to partake of it. Some's got their mind made up that I ain't going to have it. But I'm going to tell you, you better have it. He said, I'm the way. If it ain't His way, there ain't no way. There ain't no other way. That's it. So that kind of narrows it down, don't it? People comes to you all the time, lost people, asking you, this church over here says that, and this one says that, this one says that. Yeah, but He said, I am the way. If you don't go through Him, there ain't no other way. It doesn't matter. I told you, it don't matter what's on paper. If you don't follow Him, because when I get up here and preach, I ain't gonna get somebody to send me some printed copies of something to read off paper. I'm going to read out of here. Because this is Him right here. He's in the books as it is written. He's in the volume of the books it is written. He's in there. You said that was paper, though. Yeah, it is. But that right there is inspired by Him. So He's still the way then. Yeah, that was inspired by Him right here. That is Him. Right here in the Scriptures. When we get out of the way, He's still the way. I think of a lot of times about a way being a way, a road or direction or a route you take or whatever. That's still Him. We traveled down the interstate the other day. Me and my wife was going somewhere and I just started looking around all the different roads and different signs there is to turn off. Get off on, and a lot of things on the side of the road to look at. As you look off the side of the road, there's signs everywhere telling you turn here and turn there, get off here, get off there. But that ain't the way we're going. We was going down straight down the interstate. We wasn't veering off no to the left or the right. We was going to where we was going. That's the way we ought to do, Bruce. We ought to go to where we're going. Don't veer. We ain't got no business veering off to the left or right. No business. I think about Jeremiah again a while ago. He said, God told him, but be not afraid of their faces. I thought about the first time I preached, Brother Randy. I stood up and preached on a Wednesday night. And that's the first thing that come across my mind. Now, I didn't know, you know, when you get up and preach, you don't know who's out of the will of the Lord and who ain't. And when you preach, you may get all kinds of expressions because you don't know who's out and who's in. But some of it you do, and some you don't. But you don't know somebody's heart. That's what I mean. But you do know who's actually in and who's not in. But I stood up and preached that Wednesday night, and I read that and said, "Be not afraid of their faces." And I said, "This is what it's talking about right here." Because he had to go in front of people too, and he had to see them and what their outlook's going to be and what their expression's going to be. In other words, their countenance, in other words. But boy, I tell you what, I saw all kinds that night. And boy, they didn't be my first message. I seen some things. I seen some things. Be my first message. And that's what he told Jeremiah, be not afraid of their faces. Because you see all kinds, and the message don't always go across. It's something that everybody's going to throw their hands up and say hallelujah if you're sitting there in a lost condition. Or if your heart ain't right with God, you ain't going to throw your hands up and say hallelujah. I done found that out years ago too. That's why I know that don't make a service either. So I respect y'all's church. I love y'all's church. And I know y'all know what I'm talking about. But it ain't every time that you can just come in and say hallelujah when your soul ain't right with God. You ain't got no business doing that if Jesus ain't in your heart, if you ain't right with God. I see churches that's a different story. He said, I am the way. I am the way. And I don't know why. I just felt like this morning preaching this way. I don't know why. There's been times I've cried, shout, preach, whatever. And sometimes I don't. But it's okay. I'm going to do whatever he tells me to do to try to reach that person that needs it. And I'm just telling you, he's the way today. It ain't Steve Holland's way today. I didn't bring anything from Welcome Valley over here to tell you except what he told me out of the scriptures. And that's it. And I ain't got nothing else. And I just know he's the way. And that's about as easy as I know to put it. He said, I am the way. He's a lot of other things too, but I just know he said, I am the way. Ain't you glad for that song we sing out of them red books up here? Y'all probably got it. I found the way. It says, I have found the way. Boy, that's a joyous song right there. When you get to sing, we sing that on Wednesday nights. Ain't but just a handful of people there on Wednesday nights. And boy, it's real on Wednesday nights singing, I found the way. What do you mean you found the way? You found Jesus Christ. Said he's the way. You found Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the way. I know a lot of names for him in the scriptures, but the way, boy, he said, I am the way. I'll tell you another thing. If we ever get anywhere spiritually, we got to go through him too. I'm going to tell you, we can't get nowhere without through him. If we do, it's in vain. It's in vain. If you're doing it without him, but you got to do it with him. You can't even be saved without him. I got a daughter that ain't been saved yet. Now she's 20 years old. Still ain't been saved. She's been around preaching her whole life. I prayed for her when she was born. I looked inside the windows and seen her in there. She's my only child I got, but I seen her in the windows at the hospital, Randy, and I looked in there and I said, Lord, please deal with her heart so she can be saved. She just had been born, and I was just a father, just a young father looking in the window. I wanted her to be saved. I still do. I still feel the same way.
Yeah.
I know a lot of times she thinks I'm a bad guy. She ain't seeing what I'm seeing, though. She ain't seeing what me and her mother's tried to teach her our whole life. The 20 years gone by, I've seen her. I've preached at the church. Bobby's preached at the church. My father-in-law Steve's preached. All of our preachers has preached. And I've stood back there and watched her every time. And I ain't seen it phase her yet. I ain't seen it phase her. And it ain't because the prayers ain't been going out. Because everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. Most of all, he knows it. That's the one that knows. I know the time's going to come where she'll get saved. Because I know I prayed for my uncle years ago, and I told you at the association a while back, he got saved. He don't let prayers go unanswered. If you mean it from the heart, he'll answer them. I've seen people get saved I never thought would. But I'm praying for her because I love my daughter. She's already talking about getting married pretty soon, but I'm going to tell you, I love her, and I want her to be saved. And I'd much rather her get established before she goes into marriage not knowing nothing. Because if you got God, that's something that right there is something that'll lead you. He said he's the way, that'll lead you into a marriage. I don't want her going into a marriage not knowing nothing. And I don't want her getting married to somebody that don't know nothing. And I'd say that if he was sitting here. And if she was sitting here, I'd say it. But I know that he's the way. For anybody here at Mountain View that's ever got saved, you know he's the way. You know he is. You know what he's done for you. You know what he's brought you out of. I know what he's brought me out of. You're a preacher. Why are you going to say that for? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. There's times I've went through depression before. You say, preacher? Well, right there is flesh. That's flesh. This on the inner man, this inner man, that ain't flesh. He don't get depressed. He's happy all the time. He's rejoicing. But yeah, I've been depressed. I've gone through things. Y'all have too, because we're this. And who brought me out of it? He did. He's the way. When we've been down and out, when we've been so far down, we didn't think we could make it through. We all had different events to happen. All of us ain't the same. Our events in life's different. They're all because we all ain't living the same life. We all ain't the same person, so we all got different circumstances. But yet he's still the way. I'm the way. There's only one church, whether you'll have it, even though there's 15 going down this road down here. So I passed them coming in. There's one on every street corner. I just know Mountain View. That's all I know. But there's only one church. Yeah, but there's one, though. And that's the one that's right with him that's going home. There's only one church that's going home. That's his. There ain't more than one. There ain't going to be some divided over here. This and that and that. Just one. That's those that's saved. And it ain't just Baptists. There's some Baptists that ain't going. If they ain't been saved, I mean. There's some Church of God's that ain't going. If they ain't been saved. If they have, they're going. Doesn't matter what denomination. You got to accept him because he's the right way. I done told you what's on paper ain't going to save you. You can change all you want. Until he comes in here and abides with you in here. Just like they children sing. Be happy and you know it. Clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it.
Amen.
Your life will surely show it. And I'm just wondering today, before I get them to come and get a song, I'm about done. I just wonder, is your life showing it today? We can clap our hands and stomp our feet, but can you really say that my life really shows it? Does your life dictate what you do? To the bad or to the good? The good or for the evil? Does your heart dictate what you say and do? I'd like for them to come and get a song. Whoever it is would like to come and get a song. And I know today it's been a good service to me. I've enjoyed it. I told you, this is the first place I've visited since this pandemic started. Glad to see the end of it. It's near, too. I'm glad. Glad to come be with y'all this morning. I come here on serious business this morning. I come here on serious business. Because I'm concerned about a soul here this morning. If y'all will go ahead and play. Randy, would you come out with me, please, sir?